Blog Talk Radio.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Well, we are halfway through the summer. It is the beginning of August. Hope you are finding a way to keep out of the heat because, global warming is here and we're all doomed, as Glum would say from Gulliver's Travel. We're doomed. But we're here to take a too sunny day and make it bright for you, because we're going to entertain you, talk some comic books, talk some other fun things. And why do we do that? Because we do it for the people. This is the What Are You Reading comic book show. I'm the man referred to as Surfer, and joining me, of course, is the co-host, the guy who just won't go to Hollywood and become famous on me, Jordan Cobb.
Hello. It doesn't work like that. I'm trying to work my way up.
That's not what you said, some months ago about how...
Okay, you cannot hold anything I say while drunk against me.
It's on tape, and Double A's going to hold that over your head come the Ranty Awards. Trust me.
By the way, protest people, give me a nomination this time.
So, here's the boring part. Of course, must ask, how was your week? Not that you're boring, but, the routine is boring.
Well, that's why you gotta shake it up. Here, I got some handcuffs, got a little blindfold, got a flogger.
I don't know what kind of stuff you're into, but keep that to yourself.
I'm fine. I've been doing my writing, my editing, and I've been catching up on several comics. I've read Cyborg number 1, wrote a review about that for Don't Hate the Geek. Read the penultimate chapter of Mark Waid's Daredevil. Gonna be very sad next month, but that's over. And I've been diving into some of my Secret Wars books that I'm not caught up on.
Oh, well, I've had an interesting week. not much to report. Did I tell you that I won a year pass to a movie theater this week?
No, I didn't. You didn't tell me that, but I know about that.
Yeah, it just fell into my lap, and I got the card in the mail yesterday. What? It's unclear how often I can use it. Whether it's every day, once a week, multiple times a day. I doubt if it's multiple times a day. It's just a question whether it's every day or once a week or once a month. Uh-huh. Or there's a set amount of times I can use it and then the card explodes. And I don't know. I need all these questions answered.
So. Well, yeah. I mean, I caught up on some movies. I finally saw Trainwreck.
Your woman dragged you?
No, I went to see it by myself on my own free will and recognizance.
You didn't go with your lady friend?
No.
She didn't want to see it?
I haven't asked her if she wanted to see it. I just saw that I had an opportunity to go see it, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go do that.
Okay. And you enjoyed it?
Oh, I really liked it a lot. I loved it. So good.
I liked it, but I think it suffered from what every Judd Apatow movie suffers from. Too freaking long.
It was actually one of the shorter movies of his.
No, it was too long.
It, okay, there were some scenes that could have been tight, more tightly edited.
First of all, it went over 2 hours.
By like 4 minutes.
Still, to me, great comedies are like 90 minutes long. You get your laughs in, and you're out.
Like, say, Wet Hot American Summer?
How long is that movie?
About 90 minutes.
Okay. You think that's a great comedy?
Yeah, I do. I also thought the TV show based around it, The First Day of Camp, the prequel by Netflix, which I saw all 8 episodes on Friday, was excellent.
I'm just saying, like, you know, it to me, it's, I always find 90, you know, you can go maybe a minute 45, but once you get 2 hours and more, not to say you can't have a 2-hour comedy, but once it hits the 2-hour mark, you are making a mistake, because Judd Apatow, right, he's, like, his movies, they're funny, then they hit that point. They hit that point where it becomes melodramatic and serious in tone, and, you know, it has been one of the better ones he's done in a long time, because this is 40, man, that wasn't even a comedy, that wasn't even a story, that was just...
I did not care for This Is 40.
That was just two people talking about how being over 40 sucks.
Oh no, whatever. The movie, that was the poor movie, except for the parts of Melissa McCarthy. That I liked. But the rest of it,
You didn't care about Ted 2, huh?
Well, I haven't seen it. I don't particularly care to see it. If I see it, whatever. If I don't, whatever as well. It is like, if I see it, fine. If I don't see it, that's fine too. What the fuck ever.
Dag, man. What'd Ted ever do to you?
I like the first Ted movie. I'm just not really sure I need a sequel to Ted.
You know, sorry, I had to chew something real quick. They, changed the storyline to Ted 2.
Yeah, I'm aware of it.
Because they was going to do a road trip where they had to smuggle weed across the country. Sorry. But, where the Millers came out, so.
Okay.
Was the same story.
I was not aware.
Oh, you didn't see Weird the Millers, huh?
No, I saw Weird the Millers. I'm just not too sure as to that's why the storyline of Ted 2 was changed.
Well, that's what he said.
Okay. What, McFarlane said that?
Yes.
Okay, well then, fuck me.
Yeah, he could have been talking shit, but...
Possibly. It's like, many people can call in and talk shit about us if they want to. Ah, segue. Here at the What You Reading Comic Book Show, it does not mean Surfer that can talk about comic books and all the related news. It's you as well, and there are several ways in which you can join us. First thing you can do is pull up your telephone. Cell phone, smartphone, flip phone, rotary phone, landline, smoke signal, whatever. And call the number 215-253-4516. I'm going to repeat that again. 215-253-4516. You can also join us on Skype by calling and or adding the contact SilverSurfer_forever, all lowercase to help out your search. Or you can join me Sir First Stanley Kubrick, Nobody, and several others in the chat room, by typing your thoughts out at www.rantemradio.com/chatlisten-live. It is also at rantemradio.com/chatlisten-live that you can listen to all our fine programming live on the air. If you're unable to, well, that sucks. But you can come by the same web address and listen to all the shows on repeat, or you can do it at your own convenience on Stitcher Internet Radio, Geek Life Radio, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, and of course, the almighty iTunes. Go to iTunes today and search for Rant Entertainment Media Radio in the podcast section. Subscribe, rate us 5 stars, leave a review. That would be helping us out greatly. Another way you can help us out greatly, since this shit ain't cheap, is on the Listen Live chat room page. There's a little bit of a donate button, PayPal, which you can help us out there. Or you can also click on the giant logo for the upcoming Mega Slam.
Mega Slam!
You can order your t-shirts. Yeah! Where you can order your t-shirts for the event happening on the very same weekend here on Rant Entertainment Media Radio as SummerSlam. You're not going to want to miss that.
You can watch Reyes get his ass kicked like he's fighting Ronda Rousey.
Oh, topical.
I'm just saying, somebody needs to do it.
I would not mind Ronda Rousey throwing me around a bedroom, just saying. So you can do all that, or buy a t-shirt.
I could take Ronda Rousey.
We're gonna get to how implausible that is in a second. Donate directly to PayPal or buy a t-shirt. You'll be helping us out greatly. Also, you're high and delusional.
I ain't scared of no Ronda Rousey. She's a girl, okay?
Ain't no she girl has like 100 pounds on you all of a sudden.
No, she don't.
Okay, you have a... Okay, if you have 100 pounds on her, she's still going to kick your ass.
Nope. I'm a manly man, okay?
Okay, you know what? Being the heralder for Galactus don't mean shit all the time.
Mm-mm. I could last 2 seconds with her, and she wouldn't lay a glove on me.
2 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, your best estimate.
I'm just saying, she couldn't take me down. I could go a minute. No problem. Because I'm the man. And you can call her up and tell her that, too.
All right, let me search for my phone real quick.
But anyway.
Yeah.
I guess we ought to... I got a couple things I want to do in order.
Yeah.
Before we do all the news and stuff. Let's get the sad part out of the way first.
Yeah, all right.
We lost another legend this week. This time, even though this person is not, he was a wrestler, of course. It was Roddy Piper, passed away this week at age 61. And the reason why we bring it up, because even though he was a wrestler, he did some things that relate to what we talk about. Because he was an actor, you know, dipped his toe into Hollywood and did some movies and TV shows. Born April 17th, 1954, and his real name was Roderick George Toombs. So, what are the things he's known for outside of the ring as far as TV and movies? Well, he did John Carpenter's They Live in 1988. Classic movie. Highly recommend you see it.
If you haven't, then shame on you.
He was on the Zorro TV show between 1990 and 91. He did a guest spot on Superboy in 92. He did a movie in Mortal Kombat in 1994. That was straight to DVD. He also made an appearance on the RoboCop TV show in 94. He did a voice on the Green Lantern and Emerald Knights movie video in 2011. He did Adventure Time in 2014. And what were you about to say?
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
That's not a comic book-y, is it?
All right, fine.
I know it's popular amongst you geeks and nerds and stuff, but anyway. They don't list it on IMDb, but I know he voiced some Robot Chicken. So, yes, he has appeared on Robot Chicken, and of course, he was a superstar, legend of wrestling, you know, much hated and liked heel in his face. Known for some notorious things in and out the ring, not out the ring as far as personal life, but outside the ring, what it has to do with wrestling. So, you know, it's a sad thing.
This one just really hurt. So we'll now take a moment of silence for Rowdy Roddy Piper.
WWE. Wait a minute. And they'll most likely do a tribute to him tomorrow night on Raw at 8 p.m. 7 Central on USA Network if you're interested in tuning in for that. So, and if you have the network, they'll probably have something after Raw at around 11:15. So,
most likely.
At some point this week if they don't have anything Monday. But more than likely they'll have something tomorrow night. So, you know. Been a rough year for wrestlers, hasn't it?
We live in a world without Dusty Rhodes and Rowdy Roddy Piper.
And Hulk Hogan Hulk Hogan died on us too.
This world sucks.
I mean, 3 wrestlers died on us in a month's time. I can't believe this. But anyway, box office news, because we have to keep it light and cheerful.
All right, let's do some box office.
Ant-Man, third place this week with $12.6 million. Domestic totals up to $132 million. Minions brought in $12.2 million. Its domestic total is $287 million because Minions rule. Adam Sandler's train wreck of a movie, Pixels, brought in another $10 million for a disappointing $45 million. That's about half his budget, so that's a failure. Would Mission Impossible be considered a comic book movie, you think, Jordan?
Not really, but I still think it's awesome.
You saw it?
I like the film series from 3 up, and I'm also a big fan of the original TV show.
I don't like 3.
God, what is wrong with you?
I thought 3 just didn't seem Mission Impossible at all.
Can you at least acknowledge that fucking Philip Seymour Hoffman was the best villain?
I don't have a problem with him. It's just that it started off Mission Impossible. You know, they doing their little caper and all, putting on the fake mask, you know. But then it just became the Tom Cruise show, and then the part where he had to go into that building and get that device, you didn't even see it. Like, he runs into the building, and then he runs out the building. And it's like they just left out a whole scene of him trying to retrieve that particular device. And then, you know, so. And then at the end, it just came down to him and his wife and the rest of the team just, like, disappear. Like, they didn't exist no more, so.
Yep.
All right, well, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, no surprise, was number one at $56
million. Yeah! I haven't seen it yet. I plan on it.
It's not better than Ghost Protocol, but it's entertaining enough. Inside Out came in ninth place with $4.5 million. That's up to $329 million worldwide. Terminator Genesis is down to 12th place. It's only brought in $87 million. Domestic, That's a failure. Magic Mike doesn't count.
Well, but I'm pretty sure we have several fans that appreciate the gyrating love of Channing Tatum's hips.
Tomorrowland failed. It only made $92 million, and its budget was $190 million, which is sad and not sad, because I liked it, but I didn't like it enough so I can see where it would come up short as far as making money. And, of course, the message in there was heavy-handed. I didn't see a Lego brickumentary, but that brought in $42,000. So, I would be interested in seeing that. So, those are box office numbers that we care about for the week. Tune in next week to see if there's more box office.
And, yeah, because we got one more movie this summer we have to heavily talk about.
Look, I just got an email. Don't miss the exclusive sneak peek. Tune in tomorrow night. That was yesterday. Why am I getting an email today?
What are you talking about?
I got an email saying tune in Saturday, August 1st at 12 a.m. during Dragon Ball Z for an exclusive movie, you know, exclusive sneak peek of the Dragon Ball Z movie. Why am I just getting it now?
I don't know. Talk about that off the air, man.
I'm not asking. I'm just saying. What is this? Anyway, see, you know what, man? I listen to your problems, and you don't listen to mine. So
okay, I'm so, I just thought, like, hey, that's some off air shit.
It's Dragon Ball. We do Dragon Ball.
All right. Okay. Fair point, since I'm pretty sure we have a lot of Dragon Ball fans.
Okay. Now, the next thing on my agenda, because I have an agenda, is a book review. Okay?
Wait. Comic book? Or no. You mean book with words?
Let me explain to you. Okay? Now, I got a sample book from the fine people who put me in a story. And they sent me a sample book to look over. And so now I want to tell you about it real quick, Jordan. So you got your snack. You got your drink.
I have my pillow.
Okay. So the book I got is Avengers Black Ops Field Guide, which is a customized book for the child of your, choosing. And I got this custom made to a certain person that special to me. All right, so what you do is, you go on putmeinastory.com and you look for, and they have more than just the Avengers book, but I got the Avengers book, so
my copy.
I don't know, but let me explain it. Okay, so you give them the child's information, upload a photo, and then when the book comes, his name is in the book, it's on the cover, he's an official SHIELD agent. Inside is a page with a cutout SHIELD card with his picture, and on the back is a decoder so you can send secret messages to people, and you can get a personalized message. And inside the book, it tells you how to read the decoder. You get a message from Nick Fury, director of SHIELD. And then, of course, you get a mission brief. It explains about the different, the power grid keys and power levels and, how to decipher the book. So then you get to learn about different characters. Now, the first one is Ant-Man. But guess which Ant-Man this is?
Hank Pym.
Nope.
Scott Lang.
Nope.
Eric O'Grady.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, what can you say? But
that's.
You get the Black Widow, of course. Cap.
Natasha.
Doctor Strange. Falcon. nice standard artwork that these characters are known for. Hawkeye, the Hawk. But not just heroes. Iron Man. You get Loki in here. MODOK. That MODOK, I tell you, man. They love MODOK, don't they?
Okay. Well, to be fair, MODOK is amazing.
Thanos, of course, you know, the biggest bad of bads. Thor.
Yeah, he ain't no MODOK.
Ultron. And the Vision. So you get a lot of the people that was in the movies this year, which is of course the Avengers and Ant-Man. Of course, who's missing from this book? Which villain is missing from this book? If you want to talk about the baddest of bad villains,
The greatest villain ever, Doctor Doom.
Yeah, well, we know why, but yeah. So, and then of course,
Doom does not approve.
Of course, they give you a couple of pages so your agent can fill in his power grids and see what he's capable of, and it's a nice little interactive book. And on the back it says, "Welcome to Shield Academy. This is your field guide to the superpower individuals of the world. Inside your ID cards and instructions for your first mission as an agent of Shield. Good luck," and it gives the guy's name. And the book retails, I believe it's $34, but I'm not quite sure on the price. So, but look it up on the website, people. But I this is something I wish I had when I was a little kid, because I would read this over and over and draw and color in it. And so, the Black Ops Field Guide for Upcoming SHIELD Agents by Marvel and the Avengers. So, have I convinced you, Jordan, to order one? Yes, right?
What's the price?
I believe, let me check the web. I had the website open.
Because that's the thing, you always got to mention.
I thought it said it was $34.
Oh, that much?
I could be wrong, but but it sounds good, right? Something you would want for yourself, right?
Or maybe something I could give to my nephew.
Yeah, exactly. You know, get him, on a straight and narrow early in life.
My older brother's already doing that with the huge comic collection. He's already.
Well, uncles can do it too. You know,
Look, I'm gonna help make sure that kid, by the time he speaks, is able to remember.
It is $34.99.
So $40.
So that, I believe that includes shipping, and there are other stuff you can get. You know, but you want, you know, we superhero stuff. We want the superheroes. So, you know, personalized books for the kids. Now. Anyway.
Yes. Let us get on to the news. Thank you for that, sir.
You know what? I'm stopping the show because I want to read this book again. Yeah, oh, man, it's such a good book. You don't mind, do you? I mean,
I kind of do.
Well, you know, you're old enough not to have your mind hurt you, so. I mean, I run the show here, and this book is calling me, you know. I want to do his activities and, you know, be an Avenger. But anyway.
You take that book into the shower with you?
No, because first of all, it'd get wet.
Put it in a plastic bag.
No, you can't read through a plastic bag. Anyway. I'm gonna take care of the first story, and then I'm gonna let you take over, because there's been two stories that came out this week, conflicting stories. First one came out that Channing Tatum walked away from playing Gambit, and then a day or two later, he signed on to play Gambit.
Like just yesterday.
Yes. So.
This was reported back about Tuesday. It's only just now that he's signed on.
So he was probably taking them for their money. You know, he's probably like, they're probably like, well, look, Channing.
For the remainder of this broadcast, please visit us over at rantemradio.com or search for Rant Entertainment Media on iTunes.